Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Hey, folks, I just want to say something, and I want you to pay attention carefully, okay, because this is one of those points that I continuously reiterate. The art of talk show and being a host on talk show is saying the same things a different way. The people that are selling you this issue over in Israel, which is nothing short of distraction, it's eyes off of what's going on in Israel. That's what this is about, okay? They're under attack. No, that's all created. Well, you're under attack. This is what I continuously try to tell the people over and over and over again. But if you don't want to listen, I can't make you respond to the truth of the matter. The only thing I can do is continuously show you the fruit and show you the word and show you how the word warns of the fruit if we fail to understand that prevention is better than cure. The people that are selling you what's going on over in Israel right now are the same people that sold you the war in Panama, the Gulf War, the Somalia Civil War, the Bosnia War, the illegal drug wars in the 1990s. These are the same people that in 2000 sold you the Afghan War, the Iraq War, the Syrian War. Remember Y2K? They were the ones that sold you the Y2K. That's all to get you up in arms and to blindly follow their lead, friends. These are the same people that sold you anthrax in 2001. These are the same people that sold you the West Nile virus in 2002. In 2003, they sold you SARS. They sold you the bird flu in 2005, 2006, E. coli. That was going to kill everybody, remember? And then they sold us in 2008 a financial collapse that's going to destroy all of us. In 2009, they sold us the swine flu. They sold us in 2012 the Mayan calendar predicting the end of the world. In 2013, they sold us North Korea was going to cause World War III. In 2014, the Ebola crisis or virus was going to kill us, forgive me, but it was a crisis that they created. And then in 2015, ISIS was going to kill us all if we didn't submit to their political agenda. Sound familiar? 2016, the Zika virus was going to kill us. In 2020, the coronavirus was going to kill us. No, it wasn't the virus that was killing the people. It was the experimental jab that they were selling that was killing the people, right? Everybody paying attention yet, right? These are the same people that sold us John F. Kennedy was killed by a lone gunman. These are the same people that sold us Oklahoma City bombing, September 11th, the Mandalay Bay shooting, what's going on over in Hawaii right now, namely Maui. Anybody catching on to what's going on here? But I'll tell you what, folks, just going on again, social media platforms and all those people that you would think would know better concerning what's going on in this country, they just don't get it. They just don't get it. And I want to tell you why they don't get it. They don't get it because they don't want to get it. That's really it. But I want to tell you, because they don't want to get the truth of the matter, they're going to get it. And it's not what they're going to want to get. Well, you say you're threatening. No, that's what Scripture does. Folks, there is no in-between. We can't stand obstinate towards the Word of God and say, hey, regardless if I what I do, Lord, you know, you're still not going to bring judgment upon me. No, the Lord said he would curse such people as that. Read the book of Deuteronomy. You know what? That's actually a really good verse to give you. In the book of Deuteronomy, and you know what I'll do is I'll get this up on the break. I just don't understand people. And again, the only thing I can do is give you the information to make a difference. And folks, we're going to talk about that. And what I also want to do is I want to go ahead and reestablish some of the things that I had said yesterday, play some videos for you, and then bring you up to par as to what's going on over in the UK. And I hope you're sitting down for this. And I know people love to run on hype. I'm not a hype guy. Nor am I the little boy that cried wolf. No, I'm just telling you this is what's going to happen if we fail to obey the living God. Period. Because I can't give you anything more than that. Okay? But again, just consider the source as to who's giving you all this information. I say it all the time. These are the people that you say you don't believe. Yet when they say something new, all the people believe it. That's called holding the truth in unrighteousness. I've never seen so many hypocrites in all of my life. And then they wonder why they're in trouble. They wonder why they're a proverb. Whether a byword, whether they become a reproach, a joke to the world. And then they have the audacity to put on top of all of their hypocrisies that they're Christians. Nothing could be further from the truth. My goodness, folks. Listen, if you want to jump online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the left side of the page. Subscribe to the page. Go to our Rumble feed. We were getting some phone calls from Oklahoma this morning saying that we were not on yesterday, as well as in Arkansas that we were not on. Folks, do call those radio stations and tell them that you want us back up. In Arkansas, I believe that there was a storm there, so that should be it should be put back up in due time here. But if you're having issues like that, or maybe you don't even have us on your local radio programs, please call your local radio programs and tell them to pick up our feed. We're broadcasting into 159 cities right now. And by the way, thank you for making us the number one and the number two show in doing just that. But I want to let you know, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can always go to the live feed, the Rumble feed up on top, and subscribe. You can always get us that way, or you can go to Genesis Communication Networks, and you can always get us that way as well. Okay, we're always there, regardless if you're getting us on a social media platform or not. Social media platform or not. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe before it's news.com, top left side of the page. Or give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we followed the Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12, 1 Timothy 2:5. Oh, and I can go on and on. John 14:6. You get the point. We follow the Christ here because we all understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Who said that? Andrew Jackson, 7th President of the United States of America. Cool. Okay, so by the way, GCN, you already got a phone call up there. I don't know what that could be about, but please get a name, where they're calling from, and what the topic is, please. Just wanted to let you know. Okay, cool. I see that. Again, folks, 1-866-582-9933. I just want to show you some things before I get into the main topic here today, okay? Look at this. Biden versus Biden. Trump started this whole, Trump initiated all of this, just for the record. Biden versus Biden. The feds sue employers over vax mandates, settles suits against their own mandates. So if I can at this point get you to understand that this is communism, using the law against the law, I don't know how to express that or define that or to explain that any other way. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to say something to my friends on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I do want to let you know that I just noticed that Patriot Stream for You, it says message was removed by moderator. Had nothing to do with us. So someone's on the back end playing with those that are leaving comments, and it has nothing to do with us. Just letting you know, so I'm not accused of something that I did not do and I'm not responsible for. Okay? Aside of that, wanted to let you know if you want to check us out online as far as sonsoflibertymedia.com goes, do go over there and go over to Bradley's schedule. Wanted to let you know that we are going to be next in at the Constitutional Convention with Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn. This will be in Brighteon, Missouri, October 21st at 11 a.m. I think that was moved around, as a matter of fact. I think I'm up on Friday right now. I can stand corrected on that. But we will be in Missouri next week, and in the process of doing so, folks, that's who we're going to be there with. Looking forward to that event. We're also going to be at the Chandler Place. This will be on November 14th. We got a couple dates coming true right now. And the October 14th, 15th, and 16th date in Arizona, we're still pending on that, and we don't know what's going on, but we'll figure that much out, and we'll keep you in the mix. So if you're in Missouri, come see us. We know that one's solidified, and we got a couple coming up in Minnesota as well. And then it looks like we're going to be heading out to Phoenix and then California. So, again, we'll keep you abreast as to what's transpiring as far as the dates go. But if you ever want to know where we're going to be, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go over to the schedule. Okay? Cool. Aside of that, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and take Suzanne really quick. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Suzanne. What say you?
Hi. Thanks, Bradley, for taking my call. How are you doing today?
Sure. Good. Thank you.
Hey, I was just listening to your opening, you know, about the Israel thing and all that, and it's unbelievable to me the ignorance, or I don't know what to even say, but to try and, how do you open people's eyes? I mean, you try and talk to these people about the truth of the Bible, you know, read Deuteronomy, the blessings and the curses. And you know, what came to my mind was how people, the dog returns to its vomit. I don't know, that just came to my mind. So I just thought I would throw that out to you and say, how do you, can you open these people's eyes?
No. You know what? You can, like Martin Luther said, the great reformer back in the 1500s, you can talk to people until you're blue in the face. But until the Holy Ghost comes and convicts them and brings about godly repentance, 2 Corinthians 7, 10, and 11, it all goes for naught. But you know what? At this point in this country, there's absolutely no excuse as to why people are still drinking the Kool-Aid. I mean, right. you tell them over and over and over again, and they fail to correct themselves in the process. And they see it for what it is after they suffer the abuse of those that they tolerate until the next time around again. I mean, look at politics right now. Suzanne, I highlight the fact that there's 900 to 1,000 different politicians to choose from. And I'm sure there's a whole lot of good people in there that mean to do the right thing. But who are we told about? The ones that they deliver up. It's the same cycle over and over and over again, and that defines insanity. And if they want to continuously keep playing the same game, or I'm sorry, being played by the same people, then I guess that they can continuously go on with their bad selves. But what they don't realize is that their children are going to pay the ultimate price at the end of the day. And that's the sad part about it. And I don't want that to happen. So that's why I'm going to keep blowing this trumpet, Ezekiel 33, verse 3 over here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can share a story real quick with them. I have a neighbor and she's in ICU right now, and I asked her husband, well, did she take the jab, you know? And he's like, of course. She even got 4 booster shots.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, my gosh. So, you know, he goes, we'll just cross our fingers. And I go, well, I pray to God. That's, you know, I don't cross fingers. And he just kind of made a comment. And I'm thinking, but the reality of it is she did it to herself.
Yep.
She willingly led herself to the slaughter.
Yep.
You 4 times, probably 6 times, because 2 shots and 4 boosters. I'm like, oh, my Lord Jesus.
Yep.
Oh, anyway.
No, that's it's a great.
Sorry, I'm ranting.
No, that's totally fine, and I totally get it, and you're exactly right. And I can't tell you how many times. I mean, I got a full head of hair over here, but how many times I've pulled my hair, and it's still there. And I'm amazed that I still have any hair in my head, because you labor in the word day and night. You labor in ministry, doing what you do to wake up the people, and they continuously do the same things. And it's like, you know what? Their blood's off our hands, Suzanne. There's no nice way to say it. I did all that I can do. I can't do it for you. And that's what they're looking for. They're looking for someone to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Well, I appreciate you taking
Thank
my
you.
Call, and I'll pray that you don't lose your hair on your head.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you very much for the phone call. Okay, so let's get over to this. I want to highlight a couple things, and then I'm going to address something that Suzanne from Washington just got done saying. Okay. Yesterday, we highlighted a girl that caught the fact that what they're highlighting in this alleged war that's taking place over in Israel, and she caught it. It was actually from a year and a half ago. Okay. And the media's been busted doing this 1,000 times over. They use old footage because they're depending upon the fact that you have a short-term memory, just like corrupt politicians, right? Well, not only did she expose it, but folks, people are now catching on to the fact that CNN was just caught staging fake attacks in Israel as well. But again, this should come as no surprise, because I showed you video from 1991 where they were in a studio staging a war in Saudi Arabia, where both of the useful idiots, one was staging the alleged war that was taking place with plastic palm trees in a studio in Atlanta, Georgia, while the other one was feeding the narrative to get people up in arms and say, oh my goodness, what are you doing now, government? What are you doing now, government? That's what they want, and that's the objective here. That's their end aim, because they want control, and they want approval from the people when they destroy other countries. Well, in this particular case, we exposed it, and I'm going to expose another one in just a moment here. But again, what I want to do is I want to highlight one of the things that I just highlighted right during the end of the last segment here, okay? And I want you to see it. Sons of Liberty Media.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, KTBS ABC Channel 3 is highlighting an article. Now, pay attention. This is communism to a T. Biden versus Biden. The feds are now suing employers over vax mandates. By the way, that they were told that you better enforce those mandates concerning the experimental jab or else, which they did not have to comply with, so I'm not going to play that game with those that went along with it. But again, pay attention to the system in which you're tolerating, because not only is it arbitrary, but it is communistic at its very roots, okay? Feds are suing employers over vax mandates. They settle suits against their own mandates. Did you hear that? Settling suits as they're suing people over their own mandates. How do you win that war? Well, there's only one way to win that war, and that's to lawfully remove each and every one of them and send the message that you're not going to tolerate their crimes. I say it a million times. And everybody wants to keep talking about the branches on the tree rather than laying the acts of obedience to the root of the tree. They want to keep talking about the branches on the tree. That's what conservatives of today are doing. They're taking the crumbs from the table of the mainstream media, and I'm talking about the conservative talking heads, and what they're doing is they're feeding off that, and then they're spreading the leaven and the lies and the propaganda that go with it. Okay? It's pretty interesting times, friends. It really is. But again, we're doing this to ourselves if you're a part of the problem. We really are. I wanted to show you this. This is the American Military News. The ATF, an unconstitutional agency, mind you, is under investigation for raiding gun sellers' home, report says. No. You mean an unconstitutional agency is actually under investigation for doing unlawful things to innocent law-abiding Americans? You got to be kidding me. No, I know it's like, I get it. I totally get it. It's just one of those, throw your hands up in there and say, okay, I told you. It's about time the ATF is under investigation. And again, why? These people love to target innocent, law-abiding Americans, don't they? Yep, they absolutely do. Well, you know, the fact of the matter is we went to a gun course probably, I'm guessing a month ago. Yeah, about a month ago, maybe 4 weeks, 5 weeks ago. And in the process of that, I remember the instructor telling all of us that during the plandemic, and I said plandemic, Jeremiah 11:9, the plandemic, that in 2020, they sold 13 million guns in America. And then in 2021, I believe it was 11 million more guns. So the more they attack, as I continuously reiterate, let their cruelty swell our ranks, because at the end of the day, they are. But here is the problem. It's our own people doing it to our own people. That's how you incite civil war. That's the problem. Friends, if we're warring against each other, we're warring against the wrong people. We'll be right back. Sons of
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
GCN. USA News Update. The upcoming Powerball drawing tonight set to be the second largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history, just over $1.7 billion. Special Counsel Jack Smith seeking to protect jurors' identities in former President Trump's 2021 Capitol riot trial due to concerns over Trump's past attacks on court personnel and the sensitive nature of the case. House Republicans in a rush to select a new leader after the removal of former Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Currently, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise and Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan are the only formal contenders in that race. Federal prosecutors on Long Island filed new criminal charges against Representative George Santos yesterday, including lying to federal officials. Corey Myers, USA News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Okay, so I just highlighted that, and then I highlighted the ATF under investigation for raiding gun sellers' home. And now I want you to see this, how this is backfiring here. During these times, friends, the militia, which is who we are, ask our forefathers, maybe I need to do another show on that, but we are the militia, Americans. I know that the mainstream media wants to demonize them, and I know that there's a lot of cowards going right along with it concerning that narrative, and they're disarming themselves before their masters. I mean, whoever you fear, that is who you serve. It's either God or it's a tyrant. There is no in-between, right? That's why I continuously highlight things like this. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. I didn't say that. No, I didn't say that. Read Romans 12:21. No, I didn't say that. Our forefathers told us that. And that's why I took the time to read the Declaration of Independence and understanding the militia. That's why I took the time to understand Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16 of the U.S. Constitution. I wanted to know for myself. I wanted to be armed with knowledge so I could be empowered to know what I'm supposed to do in these times, to know that I'm on the right side of the fence, right? Well, while people are afraid of what's going on concerning the new narrative, the propaganda narrative, I mean, again, consider the source, John 8:44, Ephesians 4:14. Well, we're seeing calling forth the militia. Americans are preparing for terror attacks. Well, we've seen that 20 years ago. Nobody wanted to listen to the truth of the matter as to who might be responsible. Obviously, they are responsible. if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Our forefathers continuously reiterated the points, and nobody took heed. I think a lot of people felt that they knew, but very few actually did anything to stand against it and call them out for who they were and what they're responsible for. So now 20 years later, 22 years later, the people are now arming themselves, namely the militia. Again, you are the militia. Get educated while Americans prepare for a terror attack. Now, keep in mind, it's the government opening the borders wide open. I just talked to some law dogs. I want to just say it that way because that's what they're called, law dogs. And I talked to a couple of them yesterday concerning what's going on here. And they're very well aware of what's going on here. In San Diego, in New Mexico, in Arizona, in Texas, in Florida. And it's interesting that the Border Patrol is escorting them in, giving them a ride in, along with the Department of Homeland Security. Wasn't that the reason they were put up, is to protect our borders? Yep. But nobody was paying attention to Bradley and other guys like me that were trying to tell you it's not about our protection. We didn't need, that's another unconstitutional agency. And it only took them 2 years to redefine what a domestic terrorist is. And guess who it is? You! You Americans! As we're finding that military-aged men are coming across the border. The Mexicans! Military-aged men! I played a video 2 days ago. Two women out of thousands of military-aged men. Okay, they were bussed into San Diego as well. The people in San Diego, they surrounded them and told them to take them out of there. They didn't want them in their communities. Of course not. Nobody wants anybody coming in here illegally. They come in legally to assimilate. Praise God, we want them here. Love strangers. But they got to do it the right way. At the offset. Right? Well, then we took the time last week and highlighted the fact that there's a 900% increase of Chinese nationals coming into America. They weren't distressed. They didn't look like they were broke. They all had nice clothes. They had phones. Interesting. It looks like somebody just transported them to the southern border so they could walk in. And, well, they didn't have to just walk in. They were escorted into air-conditioned buses and then brought to the airports, and they were dispersed throughout the United States of America. That is not a foreign government doing that to us. That is the American government, the federal and state governments that are doing that. That is defined as treason. By the way, Article 3, Section 3, read it. Look at the definition of treason, Webster's 1828, and then look up federal code as well concerning the violation and the consequence of violating those state statutes and federal statutes. Okay, I'll just take Bradley's word for it. I'm not going to do any due diligence. No, I want you to do your due diligence. And then yesterday, we took the time to show you what's going on concerning the fighting age men from Syria that are coming in to the United States of America. I'll play this just for a minute, and then we'll get to the next point here.
For illegals, we've had illegals. Reporters down here for the last couple months. It's been continuous. Just came back down. You've got mostly West African. You have people from India, people from Egypt. But for whatever reason, the cartels have moved a huge number of people to this area out in the middle of nowhere, Arizona, all coming through here.
Okay, so what they're showing you right now is all of these military-aged men coming in from Syria in tents. Well, this reporter, this investigative reporter, is showing you. He's then told that he can't do that. I'm not even making this up. I'm not making it up, folks. They're all military-aged men from Syria. Keep in mind, these countries hate us.
This side of the street is close.
Okay, now he's being told.
Here or on this side?
Listen to what he says here.
On that side.
Okay. So only illegals here.
This is in Lukeville, Arizona.
They're so frustrated. They want this to be reported. So I went up and I was able to get some really close-up footage of these guys. Unfortunately, we had somebody from the national parks come out and tell me that this was a closed off location. The press is not allowed to be as close as I was, so I had to move over here across the road.
The press is not allowed to be as close as I was and bringing information to the people that are being endangered by these illegals coming into America that are allured by the governors and mayors with the aid of the federal government, stealing your money and busing them and dispersing them within the country. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Also take verse 50 and put it at the back end of Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, because that's what you're dealing with. Americans, let me say this. And you can prove me wrong anywhere along the line over the last 20 years. You're going to have a hard time doing it. But I want to tell you this. You haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen anything yet. This is coming to our cities. This is coming to rural towns across the country. That's what this is all about. This is about weakening the people in this country, unable to resist this onslaught. This is called a siege in Scripture under the judgments of God. That means a slow takeover. And what's worse is this guy right here, this reporter, God bless him for what he's doing. I'm high-fiving him. But he says, you know, these Border Patrol agents, and I suppose they're Americans that he's talking about, they're just really frustrated. They want this information to get out. Okay, so what are those Border Patrol agents doing? Why are they so frustrated? Well, that's great that they're getting the information, but are those Border Patrol agents actually deporting them, or are they allowing them to come in by just standing back, being frustrated, and saying, I'm doing my job? You're not doing your job. You're not doing your job. And by the way, don't get mad at me. You applied for the job. I didn't. Okay? And I'm glad you're there if you're doing your job. We stand with you 100%. So we took the time in showing you that fighting age men from Syria are now invading our border. Does anybody think this is all a little odd? I hope they do. Because it is. Then yesterday, right during the last segment, I played a piece, and I'm going to play it for you right now. Now it starts to get hot, but it's going to get hotter, friends. And they're telling on themselves, and it's what I always suspected, and I've shared that suspicion with you several times as to what this is all about. This is an Uber driver in America that had a, as he says, a black migrant in his car, and I'll let him tell the rest of the story. Yeah.
And it's a black guy, and he's from another country, and he's holding out this card. And he said, yeah, the UN sent me over here. I'm a soldier for the UN. And I'm
the UN, the United Nations, who funds that? You do. When was the United Nations created? Out of World War II, out of chaos, let's create a government, right? And we'll have all the governments of the world, and we'll be the one head, and then what we'll do is we'll call the shots, and then all the other governments have to obey. You are responsible for allowing your government to do that, Americans. Okay, so the United Nations is now sending in these military-aged men that are getting paid, and they are soldiers, said this Uber driver, concerning those that are coming into America. Let him finish his story.
They give me this card, and it's got a computer chip in it, like a bank card, you know. But it's got the guy's picture on it, information, number. The guy's, he's a number. And, you know, he's telling them that he was told, he was given a phone, he was given this card, and he was told to go to a certain city and get a place to stay and wait. They will get in touch with him through the phone, I guess.
And get a place to stay and wait for the phone call or the text as to what you are to do concerning the orders that are given. That's what he's saying. They're being sent into America. I didn't say this. This Uber driver is sharing his experience with a black migrant that gave him a UN card who said that he was a paid soldier. Of course, that's what this is about. Of course, this is what this is about. 1-866-582-9933. We got former FBI right now on social media platforms. If that is true, I want you to give me a call right now and share with everybody as to what you just got done sharing with everybody else on social media platforms, please. Don't be a coward. We need courageous men right now. 1-866-582-9933. Let's finish this. We got one more segment on the other side.
Or something, tell him where to go when they needed him to do something. But basically, he was free to come into the country and hang out. Now, listen, he's not just going to come live here. If he's a soldier for the UN, he's not going to come live here for 6 months and then pay him $2,200 a month. Okay? Whatever they're planning on doing it within, I would say, the next 90 days to 120 days. But he's gonna go get a place to live.
Okay, he's going to go get a place to live. That's what he told him. Just wait a second.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, so I just want to say this for the record. We got some people on social media platforms claiming to be former FBI, telling those on social media platforms and confirming everything I'm saying right now. I want to make clear that we want to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. You know, I'm so tired of people knowing what other people need to know, but they don't say it because they're afraid. Well, let me tell you who you serve. You serve man because the fear of man brings about a snare. You don't serve the Lord God of Israel. You serve man because if you serve God, as Bonhoeffer rightly said when he was facing off with Adolf Hitler back in the 30s, he who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man, but he who fears the face of man does not fear the face of God. Therein lies your problem. Be a man, man up, give us a call, let us know what you know from your experiences. 1-866, I hope this is you, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Okay, so I'm just going to give this a moment right now. I want to make clear as I'm waiting to see who this is, and hopefully it's this guy here that claims to be former FBI. It is. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead. No, it's not. No, it's not. I need Dave calling. I need Dave calling, okay? I just want to let you know that my objective here is to make people aware of what is going on here. And I know a lot of people are afraid. I get it, naturally. Everybody wars with that, but we haven't been given a spirit of fear. We've been given a spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. And if we're in the warfare, folks, this is the norm to us. But I want to make clear that I'm not here to incite or to push people to a precipice. I am here to educate and to make people aware of what's going on concerning these impending judgments that are coming from the hand of God. Not bad man. No, the Lord is using the evil of man to bring about judgment. He didn't create it. Man created it. Okay? Okay. Okay, okay. Go ahead. Okay, we just found out that our buddy... Okay, now what you're going to see on social media platforms is we are going to remove Dave because he's trying to drive people to his site right now. Thank you for that, Sam. Totally appreciate that very much. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the next move, okay? Bob was not real. Just wanted to make clear. He's just trying to get people to go over to his website. But I want to let you know that this just came from an Englishman. And again, this Englishman is claiming to be the owner of a hotel which is currently housing hundreds of fighting age male refugees. This isn't just happening in Germany, in France, in the UK. This, as to what's going on, as to the infiltration of immigrants coming into countries illegally, is happening on a global, I'm sorry, on an earthly basis. How was that, guys? Huh? I'm still learning that. But with that, friends, he's claiming to be the owner of a hotel currently housing hundreds of fighting-age male refugees, and he claims that crates of full assault rifles, grenades, and ammo were delivered to his property. Okay? So as you know where this is coming from, I want to tell you something. I remember I was preaching at a college in South Carolina, I believe, and while I was preaching at that college, I was asked to introduce myself, and I guess it was a bunch of missionaries, and I didn't know this. And during that particular time, they were selling the American people, ISIS is doing this and ISIS is doing that. Another created monster, friends, to get you to submit to government's every whim. That's what it's about, okay? And I'm not saying in every given circumstance, but it was in this case. And I want you to listen carefully. He got up before I introduced myself, and he was telling all of the other missionaries that while he was in the Middle East, he's seen, this was under Barack Obama, that's right. He said during that time, he's seen the CIA arming what you know as ISIS. Of course. Ask John Stockton about the CIA. What are they? What are they there for, friends? They are there to destabilize nations. All this uprooting in governments and exchange of power, pay attention to what's going on, folks. We know where it's coming from. The people got to say enough of this. I better get to this. We got about 6 minutes on this, and I want you to hear it. Again, this is an Englishman claiming to be the owner of a hotel housing hundreds of fighting-age men, refugees, illegally coming in, and they're bringing crates full of assault rifles, grenades, and ammo to his property without his permission. The government basically came in with an iron fist and said, this is what you're going to do now. Listen carefully.
Ben, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales. First of all, I want to apologize because I feel I betrayed you. This is going to be very hard for me to do, but it needs to be told. I'm not going to tell you my name. You can just call me the whistleblower.
See, I don't like
because
that.
Because this needs to be told. I own a small bread and breakfast slash hotel on the outskirts between London and Bristol. Exactly where, I won't say. I was commandeered by the office of 10 Downing Street to rehome refugee families, which I agreed. When the first lot of refugees came, there was not one woman, there was not one child. The
same things we're seeing here.
People that turned up were men from the age of 19 to 30, I would say. I have enough room for about 250 residents. I currently house 150 immigrants. Yes, I did receive quite a large sum of money for doing so. On doing so, the government told me that I had to fire all my staff, and they will supply their own, and also that they will supply security guards for the bread and breakfast. Well, about 2 weeks ago, I received a phone call saying that a large parcel will be arriving sometime this evening.
Okay, so he's being dictated by the government over there, apparently.
After waiting a while, the parcel didn't come, so I retreated to go to bed. Right about 2:30 in the morning, I received another phone call to say that the parcel has arrived, and can I open up the rear servant entrance at the back of the B&B, which I went down and met some army personnel, which kind of surprised me very, very much. Then the person in charge, I don't know who he was, colonel or whatnot, asked me to show him to a secure room within the B&B, which I did. On doing so, they loaded in roughly between 60 and 70 really big crates. I asked what was in the crates. And I was told that I was not permitted to know.
Okay, so the government comes into his place, his hotel, makes him house illegal immigrants. Then they find out that they're bringing in assault rifles, grenades, and ammo to his property. The government comes in with an iron fist and starts to tell him to shut his mouth. You're taking orders. That's it. We're done. Yeah, that's what he's telling us right now. This is over in the UK. The only thing I don't like about this man's testimony so far is the fact that he's unwilling to tell us who he is. That's what the problem is. Okay?
He then handed me a smaller parcel and told me that I will receive a phone call to give me further instructions on what to do and when to open this parcel, which is very strange. So, I've had this parcel now for about a week in my office, and I started talking to a friend of mine, and he said, well, you know what, you don't know what's inside those parcels, it could be anything, it's your property, whatever's inside your property, you're in the right to open, and I should have a look what it was. And I was debating about it for a little while, and I thought, you know what, you are kind of right. If it's in my property, I want to know what it is. So I opened the small parcel up, and inside was a letter with a list of names and numbers written next to the name. On realizing it, each name on the letter was one of the refugees. And then there was a smaller box inside the parcel. I opened that and there was a series of keys with numbers on. So I went down to the secure lock where these crates were and noticed that each crate had a number on it and each key had a number on it. So I took two keys for two of the crates and I opened up the crates.
Okay, so you guys are getting the point. I'll probably end up doing an article so I can give that all to you so you can know for yourself. Bob, you're going to have to catch me another time. I had to share that with everybody. Sorry about that. Love you by what we do. First down, 318. See you in 23.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.